discover the inherent power of God in you.
Whether there are challenges or not, we are still the same. We are constant. God is constant. God does not change. And that is the life that we have received. It says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That is the same life we have also received. We are also the same yesterday, today, and forever. What kind of life? We are the same because we have the same life with Christ. So when you think about God, think about you. Because everything He is, that is why He told Abraham, He said, I am your exceeding great reward. God gave Himself as a reward to Abraham. And we are the seed of Abraham. Therefore, we have inherited God Himself.
Listen to Pastor Oti Boateng as Christ is magnified in you.
Praise God. Lift your hands to Jesus. Lift your hands to Jesus. Hallelujah. Just lift your hands to Jesus. And I want you to just expect the Lord today. There are some things only Jesus can handle it. Today is your encounter with Jesus. Today is your encounter with Jesus. Wave your hands to Him. Listen. We are ascending. As I sat down, I saw electricity above everyone's head. Then as I stood here, I saw above the electricity were stars. Today you are ascending. Listen to me. There are some battles you just have to change your altitude. You don't fight on the ground. Just change altitude. And you have the upper hand. Today you are going to ascend. You are going to ascend. Is somebody ready to ascend? You will sense the greatest anointing you have ever accessed in your life. Makatoya baba baba. Shiga baba bosha. May be seated. Hallelujah. Listen, I'm going to say a couple of things and I'll get out of your way. Hallelujah. Praise God. We are glad to be back. We see God is increasing us. Praise God. Hallelujah. I know that very soon God will make a way and we'll spend a week with you. Very soon we'll have 1 week revival. Hallelujah. Praise God. Today I want to share with you spiritual education. Tell your neighbor, spiritual education. Activating heavenly intelligence. Now listen. The Bible says the last days knowledge shall abound. That means that there are knowledge that is flooding the earth. But there's a knowledge called the excellent knowledge. Bible says we bring every thought according to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, the verse 5, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. So there's a knowledge that is supposed to be the excellency of all knowledge. And the Apostle Paul calls it the excellent knowledge in his writing in Philippians chapter 3. you know, he count all things but dung for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ, according to Ephesians, Philippians 3, 7 and 8. So there's a knowledge that is excellent, it's high. Every knowledge, the excellency of the knowledge of Christ. There is knowledge abounding, but there is a knowledge that is called the excellency of knowledge. And the excellency of knowledge is what is going to grant you a certain propellation in these times. Your problem is not that you are not in God. Your problem is not that God is not true. Your problem is that you lack spiritual intelligence. There's an intelligence that must be activated even with your spirit man. When you are born again, you are like a baby. Just as a baby is born and has to touch fire, has to touch a serpent, has to touch a dog, and through the experiences acquires information by which the child lives its life. Likewise, in the spirit, when you are born again and you speak and you have sickness in your body, or you walk and you fall, or you lie, or you slip and go back to the world, all those experiences are supposed to teach you something. But many times as believers, we don't learn from our experiences. It doesn't teach us anything. So you've dated seven guys. It is lack of spiritual intelligence. I'm not even talking of human intelligence. I'm talking of, you are a Christian. You have dated seven different people. And you didn't stop at number three to wonder why all the relationships are failing. And you got to seven. And you became ignorant and passed judgment and said, men are bad. Because the last time I checked, the seven people that you dated, one was tall, one was short, one was fair, one was dark, one was from the north, one was from Fanti, one was Ashanti. Men are not bad, you are bad. You are the constant. You are the K. Are you understanding? You are the constant. It is not men that are bad. You keep happening. The same you. And no, listen to me. And listen, I really pray that in this just few moments, of course, no matter how many hours you spend here, it's few moments. Now, I hear. Now listen to me. Because I have a calling as a prophet, one of the assignments of a prophet is to tell the times. Now remember, the prophet prophesied and said, in the last days there will be scarcity for the word of God. Who remembers that? But haven't you noticed that prophecy sounds like an oxymoron? Because there is scarcity of the word of God, but there are many churches and ministries sprang up. That means that not all preaching is what God is saying. Yeah, because Ezekiel says, who are these prophets that prophesy when I, the Lord, has not spoken it? He said, I will deceive you by their prophecies. That means even some prophets are saying things that is not the word of the Lord. Lift your hands to Jesus. Say, Lord, today, circumcise my heart. Circumcise my ears. And circumcise my eyes. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now follow me very well. We are learning on something very crucial. I feel that the body of Christ has to master. Many people don't have, like I said, spiritual intelligence. So we enter the wrong relationships, we go to the wrong companies to work, we choose the wrong courses, We hang out with the wrong people. We go for parties we shouldn't be at. Yes. Because we lack spiritual intelligence. I'll give you the first bullet in the spiritual education class. Listen. Everything that is created is designed with an intention in mind. So if you have a spectacles, it's not designed for fashion. It's designed to enhance your vision. Do you understand? That means that if I have no visual impairment and I wear a spectacle that has high, whatever it is, either it is concave or convex, and I wear it, because I have no impairment, when I use that lens, the lens will conduct a fashioning of my eyes to need it. So if I see clearly without spectacles, and I start wearing spectacles for fun, and I don't need it, the spectacles will design my eyes to need it. Are we together? Who has realized it? So after you play with someone's spectacles, after a while you are struggling to see, you're like, you don't know why. Because your eyes has to adjust to the lens. In the same respect, it is one of the most ignorant things to do in the spirit. When you see someone wear a leg chain and you wear it because of its beauty, but don't ask the reason. Listen. You think about it. What has a nose ring got to do with heaven? Nothing. But if I wear the nose ring with a certain revelation, that revelation invokes an entity, and the entity is the reason you are attracted to its beauty. If you subscribe to it without a personal revelation, whatever entity made me wear it, for which you found beauty in it, will find you. No, wait. We have not started a class. No. It's like you are not ready for this message. Are you ready for the message? Hey. Say hey. Are you ready for the message? Sit down. When I went to Tamale, I heard them shout heat. Are you ready for heat? Very good. So today, let me give you heat. And when Daddy George comes, he will give you cold. He will give you some ice water, so you'll be fine. But let me give you the heat. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, listen to what I'm trying to bring your mind to. Now, I truly believe that the moment you come to spiritual intelligence, there is a natural way by which you mature. People are not learning from life's experiences. So they are Christians for 10 years, the same way they think, the same things that trigger them, the same things that annoy them, even when they become elders and pastors, they're the same. And for church, we can grow you and give you rank or post. But for God's body, you cannot go beyond the local assembly. Are you getting what I'm saying? Are you ready? Okay. So now listen to what I'm trying to tell you tonight. When it comes to spiritual intelligence, it's so important. Why? Once upon a time, in Genesis, God created man in his image and likeness. And God had a way he thought he was tutoring Adam. Adam had a way he learned the events of life. Because think about it. There's no record that says that Adam was taught by God to name the trees. Or to name the animals or to name the fishes. Yet when you get to Genesis also verse 20 down to 25, the Bible said the Lord God called the trees. Then the Lord God told the waters to birth fishes of every kind. Now, if you did biology like I did, you understand that in speciation, there is something called the nomenclature. Yeah. Linnaeus nomenclature. So what that means is that the moment you see every kind, God is saying that the waters or the creatures should be birthed according to every species. Now, if God now mentions the word kind or species, what he's trying to tell you is that in his declaration is the definitions of every species that will be, that is, and has been. So if Adam shows up on the scene and calls a lion, God is not accepting what has never been. Adam is only resolving a picture and naming it in this realm. Because wait a minute, when he created the cherubs of glory and all the angels before Adam came, one of the angels' face was a lion. That means God already had how a lion looks like before Adam even showed up. In fact, for God to even say, let us make man, means he has. He has already defined how a man should look like. So there's nothing Adam is naming that God is shocked by. Adam is only pronouncing in this realm what he has seen in the realm of God. Now, are you here? Are you sure? Okay, I'm slowing down because spiritual intelligence is very heavy. So let me just slow down so we can be practical. Now, so what is happening now is this. Adam knows how a lion should look like. Yet he's meeting the lions for the first time. Because God brings the animals to Adam in verse 18 of Genesis chapter 2. After Genesis chapter 2:15, when he said, dress the garden, keep it. Then he brings all the animals to Adam to see if Adam will find in it a helpmeet. So here is Adam seeing the eagle and naming the eagle for the first time. Yet in heaven, before Adam came, even in the Godhead, there was a picture of the cherub that had four faces, a lion, an eagle, a man, and an ox. Yeah. So what this means is that Adam is not naming things contrary to God's name. Neither is he naming something God does not know for him to accept. Adam is naming a lion according to what God has downloaded into his spirit through fellowship. So when Lucifer spoke to Adam, and the Bible says in Genesis 3 verse 7 that I heard the Lord God's voice walking in the cool of the day. So I was afraid and I hid myself. And God said, so who told you? The word told is the word nagad. And nagad in the Hebrew means explain, to expound, to teach. That means God is saying, who taught you? Who explained to you what nakedness sounds like? That means the child of God, the first location for tutelage is not the classroom. It is every conversation. Hey, don't go far. How did you know mommy is mama? How did you know fire is fire? Mama was doing mama and was making sounds to you, conversing with you like a baby, and you were learning things. So you and your five-year-old friend, you went to creche, I didn't go to creche, and even when you enter the creche, you notice one thing that's happening there. They don't teach you A, B, C, D on the board. Your teacher is playing with words in conversation with a child, and that's how the child knows how to pronounce A. So if the foundation of your education is conversation, you cannot grow out of this intelligence. It means any person you engage conversation in, you have submitted to tutelage. That is why you don't need to know how to cheat on your girl. Have friends who cheat on their girls, telling you how they cheat. You will soon cheat. Period. It's a simple something. Just let them converse about how many times they've gone to the club, how many times they drank alcohol, how many times they asked to talk about it, how many times they got this girl, how many times they slept with this person, how many times they did this. By the time you realize in conversation, you are just building the reality. You are building the energy. You are being taught. So you notice that even on wedding days, some holy adult sister Oja and brother Shawana are standing at the altar and they say you may kiss the bride. And these people are kissing like experts. It's like when you ask them, they have never done it before. But Osofo, somebody has narrated it before. Yeah. Hallelujah. So if you don't take care, lack of spiritual intelligence will make you think that coming to church, praying, fasting, reading your Bible is the way to grow. And you get frustrated, I'm doing all these things, but I'm not growing. Because you don't understand the intelligence behind growth. Wave your hands to Jesus. Say, Lord,
I ascend today.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Colossians chapter 1 verse 9. Quickly, Colossians 1 verse 9. Let's get there. Colossians 1 verse 9. Now, the day you understand this truth, I'm telling you, you can travel in time. You can accelerate your years 40 years ahead of your friends. You will meet people your friends will never meet in their lifetime because you understand something in the spirit. Oh no, greatness is not a mistake. Don't deceive yourself. To be great is not a mistake. There's a way to be great. To have a happy home is not a mistake. There's a way to have a family that is exciting. I'm telling you. There's nothing as a mistake in this realm. Now he says, let's read together, one to go. Let's read from verse 3 so that we can understand what he's saying for this cause. He says for this cause because of something. Let's read together, one to go. We give. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Huh? Next. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Alright, it's a long sentence because it's colon, colon, semicolon, colon, colon, up to verse 17. But I want to bring your mind to something interesting here. Paul says, I've heard something that's happening in your midst. And Epaphras or Epaphroditus is the pastor that started the church of Colossae. So he came to announce to Paul that I've started a ministry, and Paul had to write a letter to them. So if you remember in 2 Corinthians 2, verse 2, he spoke about the church of Laodicea and them that have not seen him in the flesh and long to see him. And he was talking to he started both the Laodicean and the Colossian church. Now, what he was doing now, okay, can we go back? Yes, all right, Colossians 1, 9. Now, what's happening now here is that he's saying that for all these things he's heard about them, the good things they are doing, their zeal for God, their love for the Holy Ghost, their worship and all that, he's praying a prayer that they will be filled with all the knowledge of God's will in wisdom and spiritual understanding. Now, why was he saying what he was saying? One of the famous things you have to understand about the intelligence of humanity is that, like I said, in Revelation chapter 4, verse 11, he says, thou art worthy, O God, to receive glory, power, honor. He said, for all things were created by thee. And he says, according to thy pleasure, and they are and were created. So he's saying something very interesting here, that all things were created for God, according to his pleasure, they are and were created. The word pleasure is the same word as will in Colossians chapter 1, verse 9, that they'll be filled with all the will. So all the will of God is all that makes God pleasured. Follow me. Then Jesus in Hebrews chapter 5, the prophecy about Jesus Christ, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 5. The Bible says, burnt offering, sacrifice for sin that has had no pleasure. It says, but a body can, right? Yeah, a body has thou prepared for me. Verse 6 says, what? In burnt offering and sacrifice for sins, thou hast had no pleasure. Then the verse 7 says, then said I, lo, I come in the volumes of the book to do thy will, O God. Now in Revelation chapter 20, the verse number 12. Let's go there. Revelation 20, verse 12. What does it say there? Bombala yakreboska. Let's read together, one to go. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were open. Stop. Say what? The books were open. That means the day you stand before God, you are not going to have one book open. Many books. No. Oh, come on. Are you here? Are you sure? No, the book of life is either heaven or hell, but there are other books. No, there are other books. Don't. You just enter heaven's book of life. There are other books that will give you rank. Now listen. Psalm 139, verse 14, we quote the scripture very many times. It says, I'm wonderfully and fearfully made. I know this well. Thou hast fashioned my substance in the earth. Psalm 139, verse 14. Let's go there. Psalm 139, verse 14. Now, follow me very well. I know you have Passion Translation, so let's just do this quickly. Go to verse 16. Go to verse 16, then we do Passion. The eyes of my substance yet being imperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. Passion. Are we in Passion? Passion Translation. Everybody say, I'm here.
I'm here.
I'm following.
I'm being blessed.
All right, Passion Translation. Let's read together. I want to go. You saw before I became me. Before I had ever seen the light of day, the number of what? Were already. That means that, child of God, before you show up on earth, God had a book about your life. No, wait. Don't get this thing wrong. Don't get it twisted. This is why Paul is saying that it is the travesty of ignorance that makes you waste what was not written about you. The moment you, even Jesus, when he was coming, he had to come according to the book. That's why the Bible says, so that it might be fulfilled, that he was born in Nazareth. So that, because everything Jesus came to do must be what was written. I ask you a simple question. Without spiritual intelligence, what are you doing that is not what is written? So Paul said, I pray that you all will be filled with the knowledge of God's plan. Do you know why many of us in our generation are captured by the enemy? Because God has a purpose. It is only in purpose you are defended. Let my people go that they may serve me. As long as Israel was serving God, nobody could capture them. The Philistines, the Midianites, the Gittites, the Jebusites, and all the people, the Canaanites, the reason why they were ever captured by any of these countries and nations was because Israel decided not to serve God. They decided to serve their pleasure. Listen to me. If you ever forget why you were born again, the very thing God delivered you from will capture you one more time. You have to ask yourself a question. Why have I been able to stop masturbating for a year? Why have I forgotten this girl? I've broken up with all the girls that have caused me calamity. And for 2 years, I've not dated anyone. I'm following God. The moment you miss the purpose, you will be captured again. Listen to what I'm saying very well. This is why many Christians go into cycles, because you forget that freedom has a purpose. You are not free for yourself. You are free for God. The moment you forget why you are free, you are going to be captured very soon. I like how a lot of you are reflecting on your life. Because I know you're all like, oh my God, that's why. Like, oh wow. Like, I thought I was free, but no, no. There is a purpose to my freedom. So it means that, child of God, God broke you away from that miserable relationship so you'll be free and have sanity of mind. But sanity of mind is not so you get a good result. It's not so that you go to lectures and have peace of mind, that you will serve God. So if you forget why you are free, you realize you'll be captured again. Because the moment you forget why you were made free, you will think it's even you that broke free. And God didn't assist you. But the moment you understand that there's a purpose to my freedom, there is always a remitting to the fact that an external force made you free. If an external force made me free, then I must apprehend that for which I have been apprehended of Christ. So there is a goal behind why Christ arrested me. He said, tell Ananias and go and tell Paul, I know him. I know he has killed people. But I'm arresting him today, for he will suffer in his body many things. So Paul was not being captured by God to become an anointed man of God. It is for a purpose. Ask yourself, for what purpose have I been born again? That is the beginning of all spiritual learning. Because the moment you get born again, just like a baby learns its first words, just like a baby grows up, and by its physique, it is sometimes suggested to either play football or to go to the gym or some kind of exercise. It's the same way in the spirit. At some point of your spiritual growth, you should realize that some things come to you naturally. You can pray 2 hours without stress. Then you should know by indications of ability, certain gifts have been shared. God shares gifts severally according to ability.
Hey.
I like how you are quiet. It's so good, so powerful, so necessary. So the first thing Paul prays that they will be filled with why they are on earth. A lot of you don't even know why you are married. Yeah, you should. Your definition of marriage is all mundane. You think that it's about having a wife and running away from sexual promiscuity because when I wear a golden ring, my lust will be this. Oh, it's not true. This thing will not stop lust. This ring does not stop lust. Forget it, child of God, forget it. I can't wait when I marry. So if I don't understand for this cause, there is a cause. And the beautiful thing about God is that he will always let you enjoy yourself in the cause. Are we together? So what I'm trying to bring your mind to is that I must understand the will of God for things. I must understand the will of God for the earth. I must understand the will of God for trees, for plants. I must understand the will of God for man. If I come to that understanding, there's a way I live my life. I'm able to count my years. And I tell you today, every one of you, God has given your years. Your years. Remember what he says, Psalm 139, the verse 16. Your book has your date. The day you die is already written by God. If you didn't know, I'm telling you.
So Moses prayed in Psalm 19, teach us to number our days that we may apply wisdom to our years. Then he said in Psalm 91 verse 16, he said, oh God, he will increase your lifespan. He will give you more life so that, he says, with long life, I will satisfy you and I will show him my salvation. And the Hebrew says, with long life, I will satisfy you and I will show you my Jesus. That means the only reason why God tops up your years on earth is about Jesus. That is why many times people are dying. The only reason why God will bring them from death is, Lord, if you don't let me die. Not because my children will be fatherless. If you don't let me die, I will preach the gospel. That's why, if it was not about Jesus, long life is a waste of time. So the next time you see a family member who is dying, tell him to, he should do a contract with God. He should mean it, oh. He should mean it. Because if it's not about Jesus, what is long life for? That's what I'm saying, a child of God. It is the only way for you to understand purpose. Because the moment you understand purpose, for instance, the next thing Satan now masters is redefinitions. Someone say redefinitions. When Satan came into the garden, he told Eve, now, has God said, if you eat this tree, you will die? Then he said, yes. He said, if we even touch it, we'll die. And he said, no. It's not true. You will not really die. You will rather become like God. He redefined it. And that is what our generation is suffering today. So you go on the internet, BBC, CNN, and all the argument is about who is a man and what is a woman. Redefinition. If you did not know, oh Barhas Kimahaba, redefinition is the submission of a name. Because they brought the animals to Adam to see what Adam will call them. So if they bring a horse and Adam calls it a lion, God will know corruption has occurred. Because you are redefining outside the original name. Yet, whatever you call the thing is what it will be. So what the enemy is using right now is redefinition. So even if you don't know, you are submitted to a religious spirit and not the Holy Ghost. And every time we say religious spirit, Christianity is a religion. Please, no. What did you define religion as? What is religion? Yeah, those who did RME. What is religion? That's why I can't hear you, somebody. No, that's culture. Culture is a way of life. Religion is not a way of life. I beg. It's culture. Now listen. Let me just give you a simple read. Do you remember they used to define religion as man's effort, man's attempt to reach God? Who remembers that? So every your attempt to reach God, to worship God, is what we call religion. But can I ask you a question? When it came to Jesus Christ, is it man attempting or God dying? So in Christianity, man is not attempting to reach God. It is God who has reached man and given man a culture. So Christianity is not. That is what I'm saying. Listen, no, we'll hold it. And this is what I'm saying. If you don't have spiritual intelligence, you can't read between the lines. And even certain things as subtle as a primary 4 textbook will look like an innocuous introduction into our curriculum, for which reason they say 10 disadvantages of Christianity in Ghana. And you go like, Reverend ministers are part of the education board. And they saw this book. And it's been used for over years, some 2-3 years, and they are now calling it back. Because we don't understand the intelligence of the spirit. Oh no, I'm going to bother you today. Trust me, I'm going to bother you. Bad. So now quickly, the moment man fell. Now understand, man was created spirit. Are we together? Yeah. Man was what? Yes. When God said, let us make man an image and likeness, let him have dominion, that person was not on earth. He was with God.
The Bible calls him in Hebrews chapter 12, the father of all spirits. Verse 9, he is the father of all spirits. God is the father of all spirits. So God created man as a spirit first. Now, when he created man as a spirit, it was in image and likeness. The way God looks like, the way God functions like. Then God decided to form the container for man in the earth. And when God decided to form the container for man on the earth, he breathed into man the breath of life. And that breath collided with his flesh and gave him animation. That means that in the collision of man's breath, of God's breath to man's flesh, the soul came alive. And the soul became the memory. The soul became the feeling. The soul became the bridge between spirit and body. Follow me. But when God created man, his spirit was the center of man's operation. And the spirit, just like the body and the soul, all have faculties and senses. The flesh has 5 faculties. The seeing faculty, the hearing faculty, the tasting faculty, the smelling faculty, and the touching faculty. 5. So everything the flesh will relate to, it must see, it must hear, it must touch, it must smell, it must what? Taste. Good. Yet, in between that faculty is the translator of this information. Because remember, the flesh or the body is mad. It is the soul or the mind that gives meaning to the senses the body is speaking. And in the soul, the class captain of the soul is the mind. That is where the thought is. Number 2, we also have in the soul the emotions, the feelings are. So you can touch something and you can taste something, but you can touch the food. It's sweet, it's nice, but you notice it didn't end there. It gives you a memory. It makes you have a feel-good sensation within. So the food is nice, but the emotions that came connected to the food. For which reason you say, Banco and tilapia, gobe, is my best food. The reason you call it best is because of your emotions. Are you here? Okay. Number 3, we have the choice. Your chosen organ or the will is in your soul. And that chosen organ is what God left in your nature to galvanize the direction to which your life comes from, either from the senses or from your spirit. It is the will. That is why it usually says in Galatians 5 verse 16, if you walk in the flesh, you don't gratify the desire. He said, if you walk in the spirit, you don't gratify the desires of the flesh. Now, where is the soul here? He's talking about flesh and spirit. Who realizes that? But actually, the word walk, which is the action, is the activation of the will. It means God don't walk for you. You must walk. It's a choice. The choice is activated here. So the body, soul, and spirit are narrated in this scripture. But the activity to either be in the spirit or the flesh is based on the soul. This is why Satan does not go for your flesh. Neither does he come for your spirit. He comes for your soul. Because your soul is the controller of which realm you live from. To be carnally minded. So carnality is of the mind. And to be spiritually minded. That means even spirituality is in your mind. Why? Your spirit, actually at salvation, whatever is born of flesh, John 3, is flesh. And whatever is born of spirit, small s, is capital S, is spirit, small s. So your spirit is fused with the Holy Ghost. As one. Are we together? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Wave your, if you are, just wave your hands to Jesus Christ. All right. What this means now is this. If my spirit is one with the Holy Ghost, then why do I have bad desires? Where's it coming from? Oh, no, I'm a Christian. Where is this feelings coming from? No, hold it. Are you here?
Yeah.
If you are able to understand this operation, I will show you a secret today. You will be able to walk from any addiction. Thank God I'm getting there. Let's again. It's spiritual education. So what it means is this: the spirit is the center of man's being from creation. But in the spirit, the life of the spirit is energized by the tree of life. The life of the spirit is energized by the tree of life. And I'll get into it. What it means is that the moment man got born again, or man was born or created, man came as a man who knew nothing. He had to be educated by God. So every day man walked with God, man was not surprised at the voice of God. Man could even see God's voice walking in the cool of the day. He heard God's voice having footsteps. And he hid. How? That was a kind of education man had. What kind of education did man have to name all the creatures? That means that if man was now in charge of a garden and all the animals of the earth, do you know in the book of Job is the first book of the Bible? And already the zodiacs, Arcturus and all of them were already named in the book of Job. That means Adam had capacity to telescope into space and understand the zodiacs. How? There was a glory man had. When he had a fish in labor, Adam is on land, but he could hear. He had echo sensory capacity. He could hear the vibrations of the dolphin and understood the language. Why? The heavens declare the glory of the Lord, and the firmament show his handiwork. So when Adam is on earth, he could hear the pulsar and the centuries and the proximus, the Hercules and all the stars. He could hear their sounds. He understood what the vibrations of the universe meant. Adam was not dumb, neither was he deaf to the sounds of the ant. So when he hears an ant moving, Adam's ears were open to hear the creeping of the creature. Adam could see through the bush when the python was in labor. And he didn't need to open, he could sense it. Something was happening. That was the master of the universe. He was in a realm, he was in a dimension where the spirit is complete. And his education is according to the frequencies of God. He hears God, understands God, and any update in God is his update, because he is synchronized with the mainframe of God. That's why Adam could name trees, and at God said, that is the name. Because when he was naming, he was seeing the blueprint of God's machinery. He understood the language of herbs. He said, day unto day they utter speech, night unto night they show knowledge. And there's no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their lines are gone throughout the earth. And Adam understood all these things. No wonder Job, when he stood and spoke in carnality, God said, answer me like a man. And the Hebrew word is Gibbah. Gibbah is a man who is garmented in his royalty and his military uniform. That's Gibbah, not Adamo. Gibbah, answer me like a man who is in his regalia, his full office. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? It means that Adam understood where the earth's foundation was. How do I know this? He narrated a couple of things. Has thou known the womb of the ice, or can thou tell the depth of the seas, so that thou can walk thereupon? And one day Moses took the stick and he saw the depth of the sea and opened it. Men. Sisera and Deborah and Gael and Barak, they stood upon the mountain to fight Sisera. And as they were fighting him, Bible says they fought from heaven. All the stars in their courses against Sisera. And the Bible says in Job 38 from 27, that was, he said, has thou known the hail or the place where ice is stored for the day of battle? They understood how to fight battle with hailstones. So when they fought, stones were coming from heaven. Kaba, kaba. No wonder in men like Elijah, they knew the doors to the womb of rain. According to my word, it shall not rain for 3.5 years, and no prophet could open the gates, because Elijah had the keys. If men could open it in time, then imagine what Adam was doing. Imagine. He said, Adam will stand there and the lightning will appear to him and say, here we are. So Adam is the one who demarcates where lightning should strike. Can you imagine lightning will come and stand? He said, here we are. all the electrical currents of the universe standing in front of you, and they are waiting for command. When you have this intelligence, you can never call God boring. It is limited intelligence that makes you think that going to a party and doing concoction with weed and getting high is Listen. Don't go far. If it is real enjoyment, then don't use assistance. If it is real enjoyment, then don't use a woman or alcohol or weed. Enjoy with your clear eye and let's see if it is enjoyment. Tell me. That's why you see the girl you are dancing with. She's a vulture. You don't have to be dancing. But you have drank something, so the girl, they look cute too. The girl find you. You have booze. You are high. If it is real enjoyment, why do you need a helper? Why don't you go to the party with a clear eye? Don't drink alcohol. Don't smoke. Be there. And let's see if you have fun. Tell me if you have fun. Because every time you get it, with the God chill, it's either alcohol or weed. What kind of chilling is that? The real chilling is we go with a clear eye. We know the smoke. We know the booze. You will be shocked. After 1 week, you realize this is rubbish. When you are clear in thought and you are not booze or high, you'll be dancing, and after 2 hours, you're like, why me say, what are they do for here? And when I'll be who say, Nipa motum a boom. Then make 20 phrase say, no, I chow high. Go see all your cutes. You are high, that's why. You are high. Because the club, the whole club is dark and stinking, but because you are high, you don't realize it. No, so it tells you that, you see, when there is lack of spiritual intelligence, even natural intelligence is attacked. You can't think straight. What kind of happiness is that? That cannot stay with you after you come to your room. After you come to your room, you are depressed. You need it again. There is not real happiness. You know the chilo? No, the chilo. You see this boy? I did the maths a long time ago. I sat down with my boys. We are playing basketball together. We go to schools to go and play matches. When we are done, Charlie, this girl, I said, boy, this girl no grow. Because early in my life, I allowed God to start working on my spiritual intelligence. I understood by the demarcations of growth that there was a girl in primary two that I had a crush on. Every day I dream we are wedding. Then I came to class 4. Then Ajua was looking pretty. Ajua, a nice girl. So our day, I'll go and sit by Ajua. Class 6, when they are doing fanfare, many are cautioning at tea table. So, but you do GSS now, cautioning as a after they are done in Michelle. And Michelle is my GSS girl. But after GSS 3 jams, no. You do SS 1. Michelle, our Wesley girls are Michelle SS. Now I'm seeing Rose from another school. And I caught Rose as my SS girl. I had your church or your hope and pa. Your church letter, dear church letter. Then I got to first year KNUST. I want to be Nancy Chrome. Michelle, Nifana, Michelle, Benkum. Rose is a mistake. I wish I didn't date Rose. Ah, these girls. Oh, God. I've wasted my effort. The day I got that revelation, it made my eyes open. That means that there are stages in your existence you have no business dating. Because you will see the upgrade to what you like. Am I preaching? Then after all these things,
I finish Key University. I do national service. I'm in the real world. And I'm about to choose a wife. And when I do the mathematics of all the girls I had a crush on and all the people I once fancied, I realized that not knowing to be a prophet, doing what I do, none of them were meet to be wives. That was the day God told me, your ministry and assignment can change because of the woman you marry. You cannot marry a hairdresser when you want to be a president of Ghana. Oh, no, no, Tia. Oh, I'm preaching. Can I preach? A hairdresser is not bad. Don't get me wrong. What I'm trying to tell you is that it means that if God in his spirit and his purpose and his books has written concerning all the will he has for your life, that one day you become a president of Ghana, you have to meet different presidents and show your wife as first lady. Now, wife, you sooner. That's why some presidents have two wives. They have the official first lady and the one that we started life in. Men in a shower, bravo, ain't you? My fun is, listen. When you download spiritual intelligence, you know what happens? The choice you choose today, after 10 years, you can justify that it was the best choice. After 20 years, you will justify. When you even enter heaven, you will tell God, that woman I married on earth, where is she? Because you were not choosing. Are you understanding? While you were developing. The problem is that many times you are choosing things you have no business choosing, rather than focusing on developing. So the moment you choose in the season of development, development is arrested. So some of you have no business dating. That's why you can't pray. That's why you can't fast. You wake up now and then my bomb prime try fast. Akoya. Sister Shawana, about 3 o'clock. I say, ah, babe. Oh, fast here now. I say, yeah, they fast. Oh, sir, my miss you. Oh. I've smelled the fast. Meanwhile, to Osafo. By the time you were single, if you are focused on capacity, no matter how your wife say, oh, are you fasting? There is no seduction of food or body that can move you because you are too capacitated. You tell her, sister, stop that thing. Recently, I preached a message in church. Now, you see these boys who are falling by heavy gear. It's lack of spiritual capacity. Yeah. Also, fasting, people how fast here. Ooh. No, everyone is fasting that. Fasting, people how fast here. Ooh. I home here, cry your grace. Saliva is blessing. Why you drive fast, no numb? I'm telling you, no girl will come with lingerie and say, baby, eh? This, you are looking for, you say, my daughter, wear something. So the girl will become a daughter, I say, wear something. The energy I have is not for this kind of, my friend, wear something. Give me banana, give me fruit. As of, instead of you going for the girl, you tell her she should rather go and buy watermelon. Yeah, and your body. So the next time you see a man, and he's nice, and you realize that he's not chasing girls, it's not because it is not something that is possible, but he has understood an intelligence that suspends the capacity to be attracted to any person. So there are some things you do, your body is a survival mode. Sometimes it is luxury and excessive eating that accelerates appetite. That is why anybody who can control themselves in the fast, they can't control themselves in the last. When you are fasting, you can't control yourself. When you are lasting, it is the same thing. It's the same. Look, it is the same faculty. It's called appetite. So sometimes, it's just granite. But that granite is the same way, but we didn't have sex, we just peck. It's the same thing. Tell your neighbor, I came for you.
It's getting tensions.
Sabo, na mi ebie me ni, me use me preach so be in the shoe, in the shirt, I say it's too hot.
Ash.
Listen to me. So the moment Adam was being tempted by Satan, the reason for Adam's fall was he failed to ask a question in his class. Now listen to what I'm going to tell you very much. God said to Adam, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, have dominion over everything. Then the Bible says, I will give you all things, the creatures, the bird of the sky. He said, subdue it. The moment you hear subdue, you have to ask, what is here? Because I'm not come to subdue a fish. What as and at that time, the lion was not ferocious. The lion was domesticated, according to Isaiah chapter 11. It was chewing grass. It was herbivore. Yeah, go read the Bible. Oh, yes. Oh. It's in the book of Isaiah and Revelation. He said, in the kingdom era, the lion and the lamb and the ox will lie together and eat grass. Yeah, it's there. It's in Isaiah. You will see it. He said, even the lion will chew straw. So the lion in the kingdom era will be restored back to original purpose. They will not eat meat again. They will eat grass. It's a herbivore. Look at that. The lion shall eat straw like the ox.
It's in the Bible. Yeah, it's thank God I'm not lying. It's here.
You didn't know. The lion will chew grass like a goat. So it means that the moment Adam sinned, the canines increase in size. Mutation began to happen. Oh, if you're a scientist, you should understand. Follow me. When God said to Adam, subdue it, he didn't ask God, what should I subdue? What is going on here that I have to subdue? He didn't ask God. So by the time God now told Adam, don't go to that tree of knowledge of good and evil. Because God knew that in the garden was the option of all options. And Lucifer is the engineer of that option. It's called the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And God knew that if Adam goes to that tree, there is something in that tree that will make Adam lose his focus. And something is going to enter Adam that was in Lucifer. And this is where spiritual intelligence is. Adam didn't ask God, why is it that this tree must not be eaten? Because I told you, you learn from conversation. Territory is the fruit of battle. Learning is the fruit of listening. Life is the fruit of honor. That means the seed for any territory is battle. You cannot have territory without a battle. So if you are battling your health, if you are battling family crisis, it means God wants to give you the territory of your family. That is why you are fighting those battles. In the same regard, anytime you want to learn, give your ears to listen. That is why in learning, you listen more than you talk. Because the more you listen, the faster you learn. And in learning, you escape the experiences of failure. And everybody thinks we are wise men. Why? I've heard too many stories to repeat the same path. I've heard it too many times. That's the wisdom of life. So what that also means is that Adam is supposed to have conversations with God. Because let me say this. In spiritual intelligence education protocol, I'm going to say this. Your eyes and your ears are the instruments for spiritual education. I'm going to repeat something. Your eyes and your ears are the educational tools in spiritual education. How do I mean? Adam spends time with God. How God talks, how God functions. As Adam is with the Lord, he learns it. This is the reason why when Jesus came, Jesus didn't go to the classroom to the best scribes. He went for raw men, fishermen, fishmenders, all these guys, fish netmenders, sorry. And when they came to him, he told them, according to Mark 3:14, he called them, the 12, that they may be with him, that he may send them. He said he ordained the 12 that they should be with him, not that he will teach them.
So be with the Lord. That's why he said to them in Matthew 17, 17 down to 21. Why could we not cast this devil out? How long shall I be with you? So being with the Lord is actually your educational balance. That is why intimacy. He said in Luke chapter 10, 40 to 42, he said to Martha, 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 you are careful for many things, but Mary has found that good thing. What is that good thing? To sit down and hear and see the Lord. How did he tell us? Wherefore, we are surrounded with such a great cloud of witnesses. Let us lay aside every weight and sin that doth easily beset us. Looking unto Jesus. It is not speaking about Jesus. It's looking. He said in Genesis 13 and 31, when he came to Jacob, lift your eyes and see the rain stick and the speckle. He said in Genesis, when he came to Abraham, in Genesis 13 also, he said, lift your eyes, see the land before you. The Lord began to speak. When Lot left him, he said, see. That means in the education of the spirit, what you are seeing, what you are hearing, is teaching you more than what you are planning to study. Hold it, hold it. Don't go far. Don't go far. Have you noticed that you've been trying to memorize Malachi chapter 3 verse 10? Who has been trying to? Why, yeah, what kind of memories are now? But as soon as you go for whole week and they are playing, I'm unavailable, unavailable. You are lying in your bed, though. You see, I'm knowing the words. All you have to do is, you know, listen, this is the reason why Instagram puts a post and adds their music. Because whilst you are looking at a picture saying you are looking at a dress or a hair, you are unconsciously learning a song. Yet the song is creating an atmosphere. Because I'll tell you something. If you've done a little bit of clinical psychology, you understand there's something called inundated psychoanalysis. And inundated psychoanalysis, what you do is that you learn without learning. That means that the best way to give anybody a mindset or a new identity is knock them out to sleep and repeat statements whilst they are asleep. So the moment you sleep and they are playing a tape, I'm rich. I was born in America. They played that 3, 4, 7, 10 hours every day whilst you are asleep. You wake up one day thinking you are an American. In fact, I'll shock you. It can even affect your accent. No, wait. That means that you see, sometimes you are angry and you are talking to somebody, then use the F word, fucking boy. You don't know where it came from. It's the movies you are watching. Am I talking to somebody? You think you are watching a black American movie. When something bad happens to you, you use the S-H-I-T word. Instead of shouting Jesus, you are using, what have you called? What have you called? It's the things you are watching. So you are learning without learning. You are learning without learning. That's why if you remember some of your JSS things, you learned tapes. You didn't read a book. You rather play them. You play the social studies. And as you are playing it, you are listening. And you remember that one more than the book you read. No, I'm telling you something. That's when you sit in a taxi, you sit in an Uber, you sit in a shuttle, and they are playing things during whole week. And they are, don't think it's a joke. It is creating atmosphere. And I'm telling you, you learn faster. So you never learn the lyrics of a song. You just wake up one morning and you'll be singing, Kekule, Kekule, Kekule. That's how you wake up. You're about to do worship. Oh, Peru, Para. You'll just be worshiping Peru, Para. You're like, where are the words coming from? And you know all the words. And you didn't read it all. All they did, they played it whilst you were asleep. So do you now understand why? Do you now understand why it is common blade, Lord blade, or angel's mosquito quail? And this girl is holding the quail and she's wearing brazier. Do you understand why?
And you understand why now it seems as if men and women have a short circuit and propensity for sex? It's because everywhere you pass, the billboard, the television, even the advert is all about sexuality, because you are seeing and hearing. The Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 2, the verse number 7 and 8, he said, righteous Lot, he dwelt amongst the people, yet his soul was vexed in seeing and hearing. As you see and you hear, don't joke with it. So you see, you didn't know how to kiss a girl. You didn't know how to run a girl till you saw somebody do it. It's the same protocol for the spirit. Saul meets Samuel, and Samuel meets Saul. Of course, the two of them meet each other. And when they meet themselves, you know what happens? Saul joined the company of prophets. One is carrying bread, one is carrying water. When you see them join the company, and this guy joins them, and when he joins them, they are prophesying. By the time Saul leaves them, he's also prophesying. In fact, if you listen to even the communication, that's the only time he's ever said Saul prophesying. That means that if Saul stayed longer with these guys, something would have happened to his spirit. He said he will be another man. You know what it means? The Hebrew word there is the word ake, which means to say you will be another man when you join the company of the prophets. But the word another man, the Hebrew, is a following man. That means any person you spend your time with, you will follow. Oh, I don't care whether you like me or not. Once you spend time with me, you will start following the things I do. You will follow. You will follow. So the moment spiritual intelligence comes, you understand what I just said. Number one, we are spirit. If the soul has will, choice, and feeling, then the spirit has three things. Conscience. It has intuition. And it has communion, fellowship. And communion is one of the strongest agents of the educations of the spirit. Any person you come into common union with, communion, or you come into being two fellows in the same ship, fellowship, you will pick something. Or you enter relationship, you are relating in a ship, something will happen. As soon as you see ship, you are in the same location. Don't be deceived. You can't be in a relationship with a goat and think that you are not picking goat-like attitude. Your girlfriend is a witch. You will fly very soon. You will fly. I went to one of the branches. I don't know where. I went to one of the branches. And when I went there and I was ministering, a girl was displaying. When she finished, the Holy Ghost announced, because the guy who has been sleeping with her is here. I said, sister, I said, brah, if you can't even control yourself, hold yourself and expose any girl or any boy to a deliverance meeting before you go and consummate your last. Because there's girl, I wouldn't know here, Adia. Now for the I saw them, ha, ha, ha. You're like, oh. Then the girl will add to it, I'll finish him. I'm the queen of the coast. I've carried them, I've finished all them. And I thought he'd be doing, oh Lord. I want to have a realization. Saintia. It's not a mistake, as I'm saying. Everything you sleep. So, it's a joke, but you get wisdom from the joke. Oh, there's a untimely crowd here. Fanefa prayer meeting, Biasi. Why she start? When she start, say thank you, Jesus. You have delivered me. Intelligence. Amen. Are you here? Listen. So Paul said aside that you have the will of God in its full capacity. What have you been called to do? For instance, let me tell you something. Love economy is God's will for bishop. Prophet Adam cannot try it. The wisdom of God is, when I see how love economy is, I have conversations with bishop. How is it done? When you do science, there's something called research work. And even in science, your first three chapters is literature review. It means you are checking other people's work. So even in the kingdom also, there's something called literature review. Daniel chapter 9 verse 2. Daniel understood by the writings of Jeremiah. He didn't go and have his own vision. He had to go and read what. So it means that God was not ready to tell Daniel a new timetable. He said, I told Jeremiah, go and read it. So some of you are wasting your time looking for revelation when it's already with somebody. It's here. I understood by the books. The number of years. That means Jeremiah has caught this information. God is not going to give it to anybody again. And the only way to assess is by reading. That's why reading books are important. It is pride to think you can't read somebody's book. What you are trying to do is that you are telling... Look, that's what I'm telling you something. You can be a Christian, be in your room. You are spiritual soldier. There are some things, if you don't come to church, you will think you know everything. So they are preaching like, hey, I will buy a boom. My kind of Bible is whoa. Yeah. That tells you that there's an enterprise of an intelligence. Number one, we are the vine. The vine is not one stick. It is an intertwined union. So when the Bible says we are divine, it means God says that our life as believers is intertwined. That means whatever Adam is deficient in, heaven will not supply. Bishop will supply. Listen to what I just said. There are some things you are deficient in. God is not the one supplying it. It is your brother who is supposed to supply it. Because God was wise that the day you came to earth, all your sisters, all your brothers, all the friends you ever have, they had the wisdom and intelligence to assist you in what God will give you. That's why there are some things you pray about and God will never answer till you talk to somebody. God, take this pain away. God, why am I hurting? If you don't talk to anybody, God is not talking because the answer is already in somebody's mouth. It is pride to say, as for me, it's even a curse. If everything you have and everything you are was by you, that's a curse. Because God didn't design you to have everything by yourself. God designed you to mix labor and favor. You labor small, plenty favor. But you be a woo, we are see be a one or do seek a toy. There's a problem. Today somebody is breaking away from labor so that you can access some favor. No matter how Israel is anointed, if Esther does not collaborate to become a queen, they will die. They will die. Don't joke with these things. I'm just bringing you to a place where there's an educational system of the spirit. You don't learn it with your physical senses. You see, you exercise your senses to line up with the original senses. There's number one called intuition, and the Bible calls it pneumaticus synesis. Or synesis, the word synesis is intellect, intelligence. And the word pneumaticus is the realm of the spirit. The intelligence of the realm of the spirit. The moment you have this thing, you understand why you pray. In fact, I think you should get that message. I preached at Kaneshi Church, the beginning of war. Oh, you have listened. Okay. So, when you listen to that message, you understand that when you are fighting a witch, you are at casualty battle. That's why you fight one witch, another one shows up. You are not stopping it from the start. You are at the end of the fight. Hey. Those who are quiet, it means you have not listened. Go and listen to it. It will help you. The moment I understand this, then you can understand why I'm saying knowing the will of God is key. Because all your wars, in fact, let me tell you, your problem with depression is not the absence of certain chemicals of your hormones. It's not acetylcholine that is low in your bloodstream. No, it is something else. It's not potassium gate. It's not calcium gate in your cell structure. No, it is actually the deficiency of purpose. It is the first indication for depression. Anytime you are down, you can't understand. It means you have gone off course. Why? God has set his laws within you. In your heart, he has put his laws. Psalm 40, the verse number 7. God has written his will and his law in your mind and your heart. Verse 8. Go to verse 8. It's the same scripture we quoted. He said, I delight to do thy will. Oh my God, yea, thy law is within my heart. So God has written his law in your heart. That means that sometimes when your heart is down, you are feeling off. It means there's something about life you are not touching. There's something you have neglected. That's why you are off. You have to go on a probe. Lord, why am I down? You don't wake up in the morning and write on your status, today I'm down.
Life is like that. Life is full of up and down. Nobody knows tomorrow. What is life? Then you add the famous tree one, Nipa Yedien. No, it's an absence of, there's a law working. Yeah, it's a law working. It is hope deferred. And can I tell you something? Hope deferred is not always what you want. Sometimes it is what God wants that you didn't even detect it is what he wants. So because it has been deferred, your heart is sick. So anytime your heart is sick, it means something has been deferred in the assignment of God. Go on your knees. Okay, but sometimes you'll just be, Kabra, my Lord, why am I down? Why am I down? Then the Holy Ghost just whispers to you, it's been 2 weeks since you called Bishop. Ah, hello, Daddy. How are you doing? Oh, I'm fine. How are you doing too? The Lord bless you. After that chat, you'll be shocked how depression walk out of the door. No, I'm telling you, I'm giving you an intelligence today. If you see a man who seems to be comported and controlled in any circumstance of life, it is information. The greatest threat to Satan's kingdom is not prayer, it's information. The goal of prayer is information. When Daniel set his face to pray 21 days, it's not anointing, it's information. He said, since the day you set yourself to pray, the angel was sent to bring you the answer, but the prince of Persia stopped the answer. Not Daniel from praying, the answer. So the goal of prayer is not feel good, it's information. So if you're doing oh yeah, 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 oh yeah, 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 and there's nothing entering your system, Satan is happy. Oh mama, no information from heaven. So when you pray, when you are done, Lord, what is the matter about this thing? Why? The first approach to prayer is to detect the will of God and its imbalance. Why? The Bible says a false balance is an abomination towards God. A false balance is an unfair weight. An unfair weight means that anything at any time that you are giving emphasis to that God is not giving emphasis to is an unbalanced balance. So God wants you to be praying, but you are reading. It's a balance. It's a wrong balance. It's time to study, but you are Pajo praying. No. That's why you get angry at God. I'm a Christian and I went to pray. How come these unbelievers are passing? Well, they knew the balance for an exam. So when you pray, information is the key. That's the goal of the... No, it's called dialogue. If there is no feedback, what did you do? It's not monologue. It's not hearing your voice. Some of you like to pray to hear your voice. Oh, yeah. When you are down, like, ah, oh, man of God. Charlie. I know the prayer, hey, Pascale, wake up. I send the fire number. Oh, mommy, lead the prayers. I'm a TBB. So, brother, come and lead prayer at the cell meeting. Are you telling me, brothers, pray. No, hey. That's why somebody to sit in his room. Oh, Lord, I thank you. Lord, what's your plan for the day? And the Lord will say, 10 left, 10 right, 10 this. And like, okay, thank you, Lord. Then somebody will do, oh, yo, 3 hours. He likes to hear his voice. Oh, yo, now, oh, yeah, no, yeah, no, it's okay, let me talk. You're like, oh, yo, oh, yo, yeah, man, let me. Are you together? Intelligence. So you must educate your spirit. And I showed you these three faculties, don't joke with it. Your conscience. Your conscience is a little dicey. Your conscience is a student of your belief. That means that you can be in the world and you have no conscience about nipple piercing or tattoo. Because there's the knowledge you have that feeds your conscience. That's why the moment you come to Christ, the spirit is flooded with light. And your conscience begins to prick you because it has become more sensitive. But even that one, if you don't imbibe information, you become a religious junkie. Where they say, as a woman, you don't have to wear trousers. So when you wear trousers and someone is walking and they say, women must not wear trousers, like, oh, am I going to hell? So everywhere you pass, and conchrome. So you think it's a scarf or how many earrings you don't wear? No. It's your conscience. So where you are coming from, they don't wear earrings. Into one cry, watch a cry. Hey, let me wear something small. A round, silent, invisible.
a pin and something light. So when you see another sister with long chandelier earrings, and that girl is proud. Oh, she's a proud girl. What kind of earring is this? It's too big. Sister, your own is dot. Somebody's own is big. Is it not earring? Spiritual understanding. Child of God, listen. What it's trying to bring your mind to is this. Now let me put you in the school right now. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 11, the verse number 28. Let's go there quickly. Bra-ba-ba-ra-ba. Yeah. Can't read together, want to go. Keep reading. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, what he's trying to bring our minds to is something very remarkable. This Jesus speaking and says, come unto me, all you that are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. That's the salvation story. I'll give you rest. But he says in verse 29, take my yoke upon you. Learn of me. I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. That means that there are many believers who are saved, but are not having rest in their souls. Remember what I said about the soul, your emotions, your thoughts, and your choices. So you are born again, but you are always confused about what to choose. That is not rest in your soul. You are born again, but your emotions are always everywhere. Today you are angry, tomorrow you are sad, mood swings all the time. Anybody say something, you flip, you are in anger. That is not rest in your soul. They are born again, but they don't have a sound mind. Their mind is always full of anguish, anxiety. What will happen tomorrow? Am I going to pass my exams? They are afraid. All kinds of fears of every sort. Fear of the shadow of death, fear of death itself, fear of their own shadow, fear of the ants, fear of the lion, fear of the Lord. Oh, fears. Fear of fear. Yes, Proverbs said it. In Proverbs, the book of Proverbs, I think Proverbs chapter 3, he said, do not be afraid of sudden fear. So there is fear of sudden fear. What am I trying to tell you? There are all kinds of, do not be afraid of sudden fear. So there is a fear that is called sudden fear, that you can be afraid of sudden fear. So what I'm trying to bring your mind to is that, listen to what I'm saying. There is something called the rest for your soul. And that's where, when a believer begins to experience that rest for their souls, there is nothing on earth that can defeat them. Because your choice is in rest. Your feelings are in rest. Your thoughts are in rest. Nothing will make you worried. Nothing can scare you. Nobody can threaten you because everything about you is in rest. But he said that rest, it comes from learning. Jesus said, take my yoke. Not only that, and learn. So some people have taken the yoke, but they are not learning. And so they are experiencing something called stiff-neckedness. Now this picture was actually the protocol of how the ox were trained to till the ground. So what they did was that an elderly ox, the senior ox, is paired with a younger ox. So when they pair them, the smaller young ox and the senior ox are put on the same field. This ox has tilled the field for 10 years. This one is now coming from weaning. It's now of size about 1 year, 1.5 years, 2 years. And they are now coming to the field to till the ground. Now you pair them together. This one does not know the routine. This one has done it for 10 years. So when the senior ox is turning right, because they are yoked together, this young ox is forced to also turn right. So this learning of the Lord is actually the Lord instructing you in spite of your choice. That means that you can be a specialist accountant. You can be a CFA, chief finance, whatever analyst. You are a chartered accountant, yet you subject your accountantship to the leading of God. That is the learning of the Lord. You are meek and lowly. Lowliness, as described by D.L. Moody, is a very interesting terminology. It is thinking of yourself less and not thinking less of yourself. To think of yourself, to think less of yourself means to belittle yourself. But to think of yourself less means that in every situation you find yourself in, you consider other people and finish whatever concerns them before you come to yourself. That is lowliness. So lowliness means that I'm an expert in an area, but I'll always ask God, what do you think? I'm looking for God's opinion, not what I know as an expert. That's lowliness. It's a little bit different, a little bit, you know, a variant of humility, but it's interesting. Lowliness. I think what? Of myself less. So we go to a hotel, there are two nice rooms and one third room that's not too nice. I'll make sure my three friends get the nicer ones. And when they are all comfortable, I go and sort myself in the least. That's thinking of myself less. I like the way you're doing yo. It means, you see, you will never, yeah, I'm telling you, that's why that type of thing, you enter the nicer room. Your friend is in the second nicer room. The third person who is in the uncomfortable room, when they come complain to you, you feel uneasy. You are in the nicer room, but because your friend is struggling, you can't even sleep. So you can't find rest for your soul. No. If you understand this intelligence, a whole lot of things you do in your life will change. A whole bunch will change. So you have to learn. Learning means that, number one, I told you, you give a listening ear to the Lord. The Bible says some in a Proverbs chapter 4, verse number 20, incline your ears to my words, my son. Incline your ears. It means that the word incline is to steep your ears, bend it. No matter how you think, incline means bend your ear. Whatever you have planned the day to go, bend your ear for God's suggestion. Tell your neighbor, bend your ear for God's suggestion. You find a lot of people play the silly game. Media now, God, you will not mind me. And they're media chilling, I'm coming to chill. So you're like, no, you are on a construct to destroy your life. But you forget one principle. The moment you are intelligent, you understand that, sir, some things in life, they don't respond to prayer. They will only respond to mercy. You know why? The things that don't respond to prayer are things that are protocols as a result of a seed that you sowed. If you go and have sex with a boy and you get pregnant, God will forgive you for the act, but the forgiveness will not kill the baby. That means that the child is coming out. Father, forgive me. It won't happen. It won't create an abortion. You will give birth. What does that mean? You prayed, but the prayer is not going to kill the child. You must reap the harvest. That's why you can learn and say, oh, gay baraba zandaba, oh Lord, I had a dream. Oh my kabashalaba, I had 8 days SSC. Hey, aguya balaba. This SSC, I'm coming out in flying colors. Medical school is going to be a powerful day. And then 2 weeks to the exam, you still not learned. And you think you are Superman. You use one day for one subject. Then the day comes and you realize that, oh my God, you wanted to start learning at 8, but you ended around 11 o'clock in the day. You are now learning. You learned up to 2. You're like, Charlie, make a work small. Then when you work small, you visited your friend. By the time you came, it was 6 in the evening again. Oh, how many handouts you get? 3 a.m. Oh, I got to feed one. Then you start, pack, 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 pack. Pack, pack, pack. After one handout, you say, oh boy, it's... Then it's 10 o'clock. Jesus! Then you call your friend, Charlie, what will be the time for the exam? It'll be 4 p.m. Oh, 4 p.m. You know, money paper. It'll be 4. Oh. Make up go bed. Oh, yeah. So you wake up in the morning and 4 o'clock, you know, and we all do the hour calculation. It will take me 1 hour catch faculty. That'll be 3. So 8 to 3. Oh, 4 hours. Oh, 7 hours. 7 hours. This hand out 7 hours. I go fickle out. Then 8 to 9, you're on your phone. Then 9:30, you want to watch some 30-minute series. Make a refresh myself. Then by 10 o'clock, you that you have not finished your handout, you have become TA. You are teaching other people. What you know, they understand. Make a teach you. So you are teaching people to pass. The small you have learned, you are spending time teaching others. Then when it is now time to learn your own, you realize that? Ah.
Where you catch? Oh, I catch the last handouts. We hand out that, hand out three. Oh. Eh? You know me three, oh. It'd be how many? It'd be five. Five. So, you will see that exam time. When it's time to write the exam, that's how this brother who has misbehaved with hours abused the implications of seed time and harvest. Listen, can I tell you something? It is spiritual intelligence to understand. In life, we trade with spirits. Let me repeat what I just said. Every morning you wake up, you are trading with spirits. How do you trade with spirits? Now, eternity are encapsulated in the technology of spirits. That is why a slim, skinny girl can be possessed or obsessed or oppressed by a spirit. And this girl will throw four men, five men, five times her size, left to right. What it means is that the entity that is present, which is a giant spirit, has the strength of five men and can take to the left, to the right, five hefty men. And they can't do anything about it. Others too, they operate a certain spirit that makes them slippery. When you hold them, they'll slip away. You just can't hold them. They can wriggle out of your hand. But the point I'm trying to tell you is this. Every morning you wake up, you're trading with spirits. And spirits respond to attention and words. So anytime you wake up in the morning, why am I feeling dull today? Dullness looks for you. No, wait, don't even clap, wait. I even tell you something. It's so serious that if you are a man and there's a lady in church and you keep admiring her and you trip the scale of beauty to lust, you begin to invoke spirits. After a while, if the lady is not prayerful, when she sees you, there is an attraction she doesn't understand that has built it. Are you not ready for the message? Are you ready? I'm telling you. It's a serious thing. Spirits respond to attention. Anytime you give a spirit an attention, they'll show up. I know people who have, out of pain, they went to stand by the sea, started talking. My mortal spirit came out. Or they didn't know what they were doing, but out of the attention they gave the spirit, they showed up. Can I give you an example? When you go to a miracle, whatever, you go to your forest to pray, botanical gardens to pray, Lord, anoint me. Lord, baptize me. You know what you are doing? You are calling for the Holy Ghost. The time you gave the spirit is what he brought you as anointing. So every morning you wake up, you are trading. There's something called the spirit of wisdom and revelation. There's something called the spirit of retentive memory. There's something called the spirit of intelligence and education. Anytime you are trading time, so it means simply put, anything you are giving time to, you are trading expertise for. That's why I can't be in a biological science class and graduate with an architecture degree. I traded my time for the things I heard. I wonder why many people think they'll wake up one day and be spiritual all of a sudden. It's a lie. If you don't trade with spiritual books, hours in prayer, fastings, you are doing nothing. So after 10 years, you are still the same. It's because of what you were trading in. You were rather training pornography, you were training masturbation, training with a girl, training with, when it's not even time for church to close, you have left church. You don't understand. You are not trading. Because sometimes in the spirit, there are angels, I'm telling you, listen. There are times of meetings, angels come. The beginning of it before service starts. Hear me well. If you were a worker in church, never show up after service has started. Never. If you are a worker. If you are a worker, your duty is to be here. Because you are the one to serve the table. If you are a cell leader, never show up late. If you are late, then you miss one sheep like that, you are following. But aside that, if all your sheep are on their way to church, meet, be here before all of them. It is a trade. Can I tell you something? Men don't become anointed because they fast. That's why some people fast and pray and they are wondering why they are not getting what other people are getting. It's not about that. In life, what you are trading your heart for
your time for. It is seen in heaven. So if I come and I'm preaching to you, and I'm preaching on the basis that God, a generation will catch a fire, a generation will walk in their purpose, this is the energy that will secure the grace I carry. But if I come saying, oh, I've come to love economy, let me come and display power again, this is what will make me, after 3-4 years, I'll become redundant in my grace. Because I'm trading with spirits. Anytime I say hello to somebody, I've traded. I have. Because you don't know that men who carry foul spirits, they weigh. They have a scale they bring to lecture. So every time they see you, they put the scale down, weigh him. What did the Bible say? Lucifer, from whence did you come from? He said, I've been going to and fro the earth. He said, have you examined my servant Job? It means that Satan was going to and fro the earth examining people to find out those who are falling short. So you are trading. What you will be in ministry is what you are doing now when nobody respects you. I'm telling you. I used to carry chairs in Church of Pentecost, youth ministry. We arrange chairs for people to come for service. We pack chairs after the service ends. Then I go and play instruments in church. We were not anointed by mistake. There was a trade. Bishop Duck played piano. Joseph Place played all of them. I can list all the men of God and what they did for God. Then you can understand. Reverend Eastwood was ICF president. Nobody gets to the top by just doing nothing. It's a trade. And one day God told me something. Some of you want to be pastors' wives. Some of you want to be the wives of presidents. Please close your leg. Let me advise you. No. What you are doing here, you are asking God to stand in a place where everybody will see you. And the painful part is that you stand at a place where everybody will see you has done something to you. That means that you yourself, by your own action, are disqualifying yourself for where you have to stand. Daniel purposed in his heart, I will not defile myself with the king, because he knew where he was going. Joseph said, I will not sin this sin against my God. Not knowing yourself, if he slept with Potiphar's wife, he will not end up in Pharaoh's house for him to even become prime minister. That means there are some things you are doing now because Satan has tricked you to think. Let me say this, another intelligence. Marriage is not the ring you wear. It is called the sex you have. That is why at every marriage ceremony, they ask, did you consummate it? Even in the penal code and the civil code of Ghana and many nations across the world, if a marriage is done and the couple have not had sex after marriage, it's still not a marriage. Marriage is not the ring you wore. It is the sex you had. That means that everybody you have been having...
Oh, Jesus. Oh,
No, serious. Hey, can I tell you something? Listen to this. If you are struggling with what I just said, have you ever noticed why when they are doing visa marriage, they wear ring, right? So that you get visa. But after wearing the ring, it's just to travel. You don't have sex. Because it's not a real marriage. You are just doing something civil so you can travel. You can't have sex. Because that person is not what you want to marry. That means that this thing is just a ceremony to tell you that this is license that there's somebody in your life that when they see you kissing, she too must wear a ring. This thing is just license to show that when you wear this ring, anybody that's in your life that you are kissing must also be wearing the ring and it's your wife. It's legal grounds. Number two, it also means that you have paid the consummate dowry to the family. That's why you have a ring. So if you're having sex and you are not wearing a ring, it means that you are having sex all right, but another thing is collecting the payment.
Do it for me.
We have to tell you the truth. It's not feelings. It's not about feelings. It's about transactions. You are paying. Listen, I've seen people marry and they gave birth and their children were in this house. If you find out in the spirit, somebody was doing something they shouldn't have done before they married. So you were paying in the spirit. I'm telling you, you can have sex today, but you have paid somewhere. That's why you pay dowry. That's why we pay dowry. I'm a prophet, I can tell you. There are many marriages when you are even dealing with the matter. You realize after 10 years, Obi here promised, said, we'll come and pay the dowry. They've not paid dowry. So if they don't take care, they'll marry all right. But their children will struggle to have husbands because the mother didn't collect dowry. It's protocols in the spirit. Sex is not free. If it was free, then prostitutes should do it for fun.
There's payment. There's payment.
So when you have this knowledge, the Bible said in the book of Proverbs, he that lacketh and he that hath understanding shall not commit adultery. Because there's, look, can I show you something? Proverbs chapter 9, verse 17. I mean, chara wa diebi.
Let's read together. I want to go. And 18.
So this is the strange woman telling the man, oh, water that is not yours, there is sweet. Oh. But he says, while she's telling him this, the man does not know that the dead have visited the room they are having sex in. And he said, they have made that room they are having sex in the guest room for hell. That means all the ancestral curses you have cursed, you have destroyed, whatever was chasing your mother, whatever was chasing, all the things you have broken, the moment you go and commit adultery, you have opened the door for hell to enter that place. That's why the next time you see a girl, hey, I like you, a cute guy, walk up and say, oh, death. Oh, death.
We're not going to die today. I ain't die. I'm not dying today. When you say, you're a cute guy, I don't know, when I see you, hey, you are not dying today. Listen, you think you are the first person to get scholarship. Go and read. Go and read Proverbs 9. You will see the strange woman. She gives scholarship. He said, the good man has traveled. He's not in the house. The bed is there. Look, intelligence of the spirit. Don't try. Tell your neighbor, ask why I shake a crabby star. Why will temperature rise? What's going on? You are nervous. As a neighbor, you seem to be very tense. You are tense. What's going on? Listen. Listen to me. Listen. Can I tell you something? A long time ago, I had a vision. In fact, I had a prophecy that God is going to use me, but women will worry me. And I said, oh, is that so? So because of that, I understood the ways of God. The Bible speaks about something very powerful in Psalm 103, verse 7, that Moses knew the ways of God, but Israel knew his acts. Then Psalm 95, the verse number 10 says, Israel grieved the Lord and distressed God, for they did not want to do things his way. They wanted to do their own way and not their way. And verse 11 says, because of that, they couldn't enter rest. He said, because of that, they couldn't enter the rest of God. Listen, it's not about having fun. If you think that we are dull boys, four women have been naked in my presence before. Four. I'm telling you, four. Before I got married, four. Naked. So I'm not saying that we are not tempted. Don't get it wrong. I'm not saying we are not set trap for. People who set trap for you, whether you're a man of God or whatever, they don't care. But the point is revelation. Revelation will make you go like,
this thing, I know it is a door. If I open, that means that one day I was praying, God said to me, says, Adam, if you had opened that door, you might not be holding this mic. No, because you know what? God is too wise to send me to people who need help, and me myself, I need help. No, that's why you hear pastors sleeping with members. It's because they themselves, they have not finished the work. God. So a lady comes to you and you've not dealt with your own problem. Girl, my name is Anna.
The girl, fine.
While she's telling you, oh man of God, I need help. I don't know. Please, daddy. Oh, please, daddy. And your nose is shaking. you understand? Because you didn't realize that there was a seed you were sowing for which you were going to reap. And can I say this to you? If there's anything I'll tell you tonight, I'll tell you the next intelligence to use to have a certain focus in life. The reason we are dealing with the things we are dealing is because we are in a realm we are not created for. You who were dead in trespasses, has it quickened together and has raised. A lot of us are quickened and we have gone to the realm where we were once dead. Ephesians 2:5-6. The realm, look at what it says. You were dead in your sins before he raised you and has made you to sit together with him in heavenly places. That means that as long as you stay in this realm of heavenly places, what made you die? What made you suffer? What made you tempted? You can never be tempted again. But when you are quickened, you have to learn how to maintain ascension. But a lot of us are still down here. So you are born again, all right. You are praying in church, all right. But you are in the realm where from time to time, you have to, the Guinness is sweating and you, when you take your hand, Guinness not sweating. You are cleaning the sweat from the Guinness. Hey, and they are chilling. So you are just, It means you are still at the realm where your flesh can be quickened. But the moment you are sent, that's why he says when he quickened you, he didn't leave you down there. He raised you into heavenly places. In this realm, you are in the realm where you are alien to sin. You don't even have you don't remember the taste of Guinness again. It's how does Guinness taste like? It is the realm when you come back and you see Sister Kunana and she's walking and the way Sister Kunana is shaking your buttocks, you don't even remember you have ever held it before. But if you don't move up, you are down here. Oh Lord, I'm sorry for what I did. Please forgive me for my sins. But you didn't allow yourself to stay with him together in heavenly places. So you are still, you are quickened, all right, but you are still on the earthly realm. So when you see the lady you did something with, you begin to reminisce. Hey, Charlie, those days. That'd be hard guy. So you are born again. You are a leader. You are a Christian, but you are counting. This girl, Aduam. This one, Aduam. No. And you think it's not Satan's operation. The intelligence of the devil is, he understands that memory can elicit emotions. And emotions can trigger appetite. So the moment you begin to go like, hey, I used to do things so, you realize that that night, all of a sudden, all the feelings you once had, they will enter the room. Because spirits respond to attention. Intelligence, I told you, don't give attention to anything you want to overcome. Do you know you can open your laptop? Somebody might have opened a porn site or whatever it is. As soon as you click it open and you go away, that's the end. But if you want to investigate, you have given attention to spirits. They will show up. Please, today, I'm giving you keys by which you can ascend. That's why there are some realms you don't regard. There are some realms you don't have gospel, comma, blues. You are a Christian. There shouldn't be compartmentalization of your music. So, you are not an FBI agent. Neither are you a CIA. But you have certain folders that is locked. Are you an assassin? What documents do you have that nobody can open? Sister, bruh. The intelligence of the spirit. You know, one of the things I learned, sir,
One time I was telling my wife, I was dating my wife then. And I think somebody, I think that was the time Instagram or something, I don't know why I'm even sharing this, I don't share these things. Like, let me just give you that. So you can understand what I'm telling you. It's by practice. There's a lady I met online, you know, man of God, I need you to help me, I've seen you a bishop. I said, okay. Because once they imagine you're a man of God, you are too young to be a bishop. Oh, it's just my name. I'm a man of God. Oh, powerful, powerful. Started, oh, can I get your WhatsApp number? So I sent my WhatsApp. That's right, now when you send me Instagram, hey, I want to see you. Oh, we'll see. You know, and the person was like, oh, to see you. Next thing I realized, the person was kind of patronizing me that, you know, I had very horrible thoughts, you know, sexual thoughts, and I was doing certain things. And I'm like, oh, the Lord will help you. It's not a big deal. He said, oh, but the way it came to me, it's like, you know, the Bible said that if you lust after anything, you have already done it. So why not do it? I said, oh. So no, the Lord will help you. So no, right now, she wants to even come to Ghana and see me. I said, oh, for what? He said, oh, so that we can do. I said, hey. I said, I'm a man of God. He said, oh, it doesn't matter. But she'll just meet me at the hotel. She knew. He said, oh, I've seen your status. Is that your beloved? I said, oh, yes. He said, oh, she doesn't need to know. And yeah. Next thing I realized, the person was sending me pictures. Yeah. I like the way you all open your mouth. You see, when we are standing there, you think that we are holy people. Of course, we are holy. But I want to tell you that the things you are facing, your rank in the spirit is not pyre. It is the ability to be given an option to go off course with Satan. And you say, I will not go on this course. Every time you say no to a suggestion from Satan, you increase in rank. I'm telling you. That's why you can be praying and fasting. As long as you are succumbing to your desires, you can't stop yourself. Your edges are strong. And you can fast and pray. You will never increase in rank. Your rank is increased, not in your prayer life. It is in the things you suffer for Jesus. It's in the things you decide to sacrifice for the Lord. That this is an option, but I will not accept it. Then you are increasing in rank. So the number of times you say no to the devil is the number of times God increases your stripes. Collect the rank. Because there goes the prince of the world. Nothing of his is found in me. I can be praying and still be doing what Satan does. So when I meet the devil, he says, ah, but you and me, we are all agents. Because what I do, you are doing. So what are we? Who is casting who out? But the more I abstain, the more I stay away, the more stripes. But like I'm saying today, it's not even an effort. Because you see, if you understand that the devil is an age-long old devil, he's called a dragon, an old serpent. He's too intelligent for you. He knows what made your father fall. He made your grandfather also fall. Your great-grandfather too is the one who tempted him. So he knows that in your family, you like women. He knows in your family, you have a temper problem. So he goes on the same road because he knows that when your grandfather reacted to this matter, that blood was given to your father. And your father too was getting angry as he was growing up. And that blood was also given to you. So he knows that as the blood is following, you too, you can get angry. So he's not powerful, but he's intelligent. He knows what has worked before you were born. So he knows to bring the same temptation to you. That's why many times I tell people, most of the battles you fight, if you sit down and talk to your parents, you realize that what you are fighting, they fought. It's just that they don't tell you. In African society, people assume say po umbuadie. Umbuadie. But can you put beer when here? You see that your party spirit you have. Your mother used to go to a disco with her afro. So when you are there and something is moving you, go to the disco, go to the disco. Like, I don't even know what disco means. Even the terminology tell you that the devil mentioning disco to you means that it's from your mother. Because your day is nightclub, but he's telling you, go to disco. It means this is a spirit from your mother's time. What am I trying to tell you? It's not you trying to stop it. Because your effort cannot stop it. You know what effort does? It makes you succeed for 2 months. One of the things, the reason why sometimes we talk about masturbation is that one of the things that I think, don't get me wrong, about 90% of Christians have suffered masturbation. 90. It's a dangerous number.
And the reason why they've suffered is because they don't understand some technologies. And that's what I'm showing you today. Using your effort to stop masturbation, it won't work. You can do well for a while. And do what I just showed you. The power of reminiscing. Ah! So isn't me those days I used to watch these things and I was touching myself. Wow! It's a long time I touch myself. How does it feel like? By the time we realize we have what to free. After 2 months of freedom, you are back. Because the devil starts making you miss it, like you have missed it. That's why I always tell young men, any lady who once slept with you and you have come to repentance too, you have too limited energy. She knows your mega Sega, you know mega Sega drive? Down, down, B, uppercut, boom. They know your buttons. Don't try to save her. You know that when that girl enters your room, you can't say no. Delete her number. You don't delete the number, it's on your phone. From time to time, after 2 weeks, 1 month, oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. We are taking a rest. They say, Shabina. Wow, is it me that did things like this girl? I can't believe it. Let me reach out and preach the Lord to her. Hello, I'm a new creation. Oh, things are bad. Then the person will like, what new creation? If like, let me come to the room. And, you are proving, come. Let's finish. What's up? You find a cheat code. Forward, forward, down, B, uppercut. By the time you realize you have pressed, you'll be shocked that you, Samson, they are cutting your hair and you are doing nothing about it. Listen to what I'm saying today. So the intelligence is the moment you get bonded with somebody physically, the person ceases to be a soul you convert. Listen to this intelligence. Many have fallen into pits because the person they fell with, they want to help the person out. Meanwhile, to the moment you bonded solically with this person, there's a certain dimension of your arousal that is with the person. That's why in many churches, when a lady is slept with by the pastor, we advise the lady, leave the church. Because if you don't leave, anytime the pastor repents and he comes back to his spree, he's coming for you. Child of God, the best way to stop sin is not to start it. The best way to stop any sin, don't start. Barabasha. I like the way you're all quiet. I love it. Are you getting it? There's a case I was dealing with. And the lady, the family she was coming from, I knew there were vortexes to hell that are connected to the woman. So those people, if you have sex with them, your life will die. You will die. No, it's not every girl you sleep with. No, go and read the Bible. There was a lady called Michal. Do you know Michal? The daughter of Saul. Gave her to David. David married her. Saul got angry, wanted to kill David. So he made David run away. When David ran, Saul now picked Michal and gave to another man. They got married. When David became king, go and read the Bible. David called for her. He wanted to marry her again. All the women David had now, he still wanted that ex-wife. When he also went for the ex-wife, the new husband was also crying. Not to say there's something on this woman that... Let me not even go far. There's a certain girl called Dinah. There was a boy called Shechem. He raped Dinah. Bible said when she raped Dinah, his soul was cleaved to Dinah. It was so clean that he came to see the father. He told the father, I want to marry this girl. And when they came, Simeon and Levi and Judah planned. They said, let them circumcise. And grown men, do you know circumcision? Read it, Genesis 17. Read it, Exodus chapter 3. The Bible says, Exodus chapter 4. And Zipporah took a stone and cut the... It's not knife, stone. Not to say, are you understanding? Yeah, the stone. Crackle, crackle. Because of a girl.
And for many days, these people couldn't walk. They didn't have anesthesia. So imagine the headache that the men were getting. They couldn't do anything. So in the night, Simeon and his brothers went to kill them. Just because when he had sex, it was not even normal sex. It was rape. Bible says his soul and Dinah so fused, he couldn't sleep without Dinah. There are people like that. Those are the people, if you don't take care, you can even marry. They will send you a text, meet me here, and you'll be leaving your house. No, it's a demonic operation. Don't joke with life. Be spiritually intelligent. Campus is not for fun. Can I give you an advice? Your youthful years is not a subtraction from your adult years. Huh? Yeah. Some of you think when you are 20 to 25, it's deleted. It's not deleted, it's added. So you think your 4 years on campus is not plus your future life. It is plus it. Whatever you are sowing now, you will reap it. I promise you, you reap it. So you see people very anointed on campus. After campus, they don't go anywhere. Because on campus, their Christianity was a Pharisee Christianity. Outward show, hey, I'm leading the people. But in the night, you're also playing with the girls. You will not go far after school. You will not go far. You are the only... Listen, what pertains to life and godliness, God has given it. But there are things you are doing that is causing... God can't be unjust. When it comes to God's righteousness, you can't misbehave and say, oh, mercy is there. No. That's not how righteousness talks. How are you that are dead to sin be attracted to it? Did you hear what he said? Romans 6:1. Shall we continue to sin because grace abounds? God forbid. How shall you that are dead to sin? So you can't even call grace an opportunity for sin. Because in grace, you are supposed to be dead to the sin that is attracting you. So the day you stand in your family altar, in the name of Jesus, no arrow can touch your heart. Because who shall ascend to the holy hill of God? He that has not sworn his heart deceitfully, nor touch anything unclean. So when you're breaking your family altar and setting it on fire, people are like, be careful, be careful. I don't need to be careful because there's nothing Satan has on me. This is the realm. You can stand at midnight and see the witches in your area gather and you handle them. Because when they come, he said, none of you convinced me of sin. The power of Jesus on earth was because nothing Satan had was in him. The weakness in our warfare is because there are many things we are doing give Satan a footstool. And Satan does not distract externally. He distracts internally. So the day you have to pray against an altar in your family, midnight, then one echo like that will do, you're like, they'll feel goosebumps. The witches are here. Your prayer will now turn, Father, anoint me with your blood. Guide me, oh, thy great Jehovah. Lead me through this valley. Then you are beginning to pray protection prayers. Why? Because the moment you sin, you are like Adam. I heard thy voice and I was afraid. The moment there is fear, there is something of Satan that is in you. Spiritual intelligence. We are supposed to be the army that delivers our friends. We are supposed to be the contagions. The way COVID came and people had to do social distancing, we have to be the Holy Ghost viruses. When we enter a room and we lie on our bed, nobody can narrow us. Nobody. Your roommate must tell the girl he's bringing, there's something about my roommate. Look, I had a friend. He told me. He was about to do the do. And he said, man of God, the thing was not standing. He said, as soon as I did everything, he said, immediately, it's like I heard your voice in prayer. So he called me right after. I said, guy, what did you do? I said, I did pray. He said, hey, you pray for me? I said, yeah. I said, what's up? He said, oh, Charlie, I fall small. You fall how? So I go take some girl beer, they can't fire, but the thing they stand up. But the way the thing they stand, I say you they pray, but I make the girl go in hostel, everything start to work again. I say, One of my teachers in the fancy school, he said he was on campus in the 70s and his roommate was about to have sex with somebody. And he was coming from prayer. So when he was entering the room, not knowing the guy had erected about to, as soon as he opened the door, he saw his naked friend. He shall loose. As soon as he shouted loose, everything deflated.
This is the power. This is the power. Loose. The next time you see your roommate bringing a girl, shout loose. Listen. There is nothing. Can I tell you one last thing? Amen. I know. But I want us to pray. Okay, so listen to what I'm saying. Can I tell you one last thing? One of the things God has given our generation is the blessing of intimacy. Listen to what I'm saying very well. And Satan realized that the power of our age is intimacy. So Satan took the lead. The opposite and perversion of intimacy is illicit sexual desire. Because the energy of sex is one-dimensional. Even if you have seven people in the same room doing the same thing, you can't be doing seven people at the same time. It's a lie. It's one at a time. Huh? Yeah. Brothers and sisters, do you remember those days? Uh-huh. So let's not remember the past. We are not rehearsing anything. All I'm trying to tell you is that it's one at a time. That means that, listen, sexual attention or attraction is always unidimensional. That means that if I'm not giving my heart intimate with the Lord, then something else is attracting me and seducing me. That's what the Bible calls it, seducing spirits. It's not seduction because they are sexual, but seduction in the terms that they are taking your attention from the Lord. So the actual definition for the word seduce is to take your attention and focus from the Lord. Because anything that has your attention will soon have your affection. So the moment a girl, that's why when you are too intimate to somebody, the moment you wake up, they are the first to think about. You plan your day about the person. And everything about your day must end with the person. How you meet somewhere, and yeah. So even when you go to town, you are going to the pharmacy to buy certain things to just to make sure that the night ends well. Hey. Oh, I'm a sinner, eh? I think there are more holy people here today. Hallelujah. A lot of you are holy, pa. What I'm trying to tell you is that in the same respect, if I'm intimate with the Lord, the moment I wake up, God is on my mind. I plan my day with God. How in the afternoon I'll have lunch break with the Lord. How I'll talk to the Lord at the 2:30 to 3:30 lecture. The break between. I will just stand outside and I'll just go like Himakamara Fantalemeka. And I know that by the time I'm going down to retire to my bed, I am planning my moment with the Lord before I sleep. But there's a moment a girl or a boy is in my life that is taken away. That's why you cannot marry or date somebody that is not approved by God. Because the person who is not approved by God has the capacity to replace God. But the person approved by God has the anointing to become the third party in your relationship with God. That means that the approved of God will enhance your fellowship with God as you spend time with them. So if this girl is the one God says I should date or marry, the more I spend time with her, the more I want to pray. Because our relationship is in accordance to the relationship with God. So I can tell her that this evening I'll not talk to you because I want to spend time with God. And she's not afraid I'm cheating. She knows I'm spending time with God. My wife is witness. Every time after work, I tell her from 11 to 12, you don't hear from me. So we talk to 11, I'll call you in the morning. Because I'm going to read my Bible and spend time with Jesus. She knows that. Before we married, she saw me do my dry fast. So by the time we married, she knows my birthday is not party time. It's fasting time. She knew that before we married. So it's not now, isn't everybody's birthday? Sister, I was fasting before you came. That means that there are some cultures, if you don't have now, you cannot marry somebody and all of a sudden you were sleeping with the person and so in the relationship, I'll change her. You are bringing somebody you have not measured to the commitment of God's standards. That's why you have to find your standards before the person enters. So they know these are your cultures with God. Some of you were actually chosen to destroy the altars of your family. But let me tell you something. The painful part is your children were not chosen for that. David was designed to fight. Solomon wasn't. Solomon was to kill, not fight.
Solomon was killing off the people his father gave authority to kill. I mean, Solomon didn't have... You know how Solomon was? He was so, excuse me to say, not too strong in war. The only way to make peace with other countries was to marry their wives, their daughters. No, I won't fight. I'll marry. Let's just use... Like, Ethiopia was Solomon's friend. Egypt is Solomon's friend. Amorite, Solomon's friend. Because instead of me killing them, let me marry them so that we are at peace. So if you don't take care, the thing that makes you react to certain spiritual things at your level now, your children, that's why the world is teaching them these alphabet things, LBQQTSYZ plus 78 of whatever, penguin spirit, two-faced animal, distant fluid, wolf of the distant, all those creatures that are entering the alphabet people. All of them, they are teaching your children at primary. You know why? So by the time they get to university level, when you are teaching them to pray against it, they don't see it as a big deal. So they don't even have, you have it in your nature because you were taught man and woman. Do you know even the shocking thing? All this argument about gender is a construct of the society, sex is blah, 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 blah. When they do transgender this thing, why don't you become a spirit? When you are a man and they change your gender, why don't you become spirit? But the transgender still move either man or woman. I'm not even getting into the social argument of this matter, but I just want to bring your mind to something. That means that there's something in you. If you don't win this battle, your children are captives. Oh, sometimes God has to stamp some things on your eyes. So you realize that Elbray is for some generation. There's a generation coming. If we don't win the war, there will be casualties. We used to have SU in school. Now it's not there again. There was a time when you go to secondary school, your senior goofy slap you. Now they don't beat the boys. So fooling, huh? They are fooling. It's fooling, huh? If it was spared the rod and you spoil the child. Who was not beating here? Lift your hand. So they beat everybody here. Are you dead?
No.
That slap. You see, the African slap is called reset to default. Power. Mama, the iron man, at the me no wabo maso. I know, at the parent, oh yeah, why? Growing up, you start crying. Reset. The next time you are tempted to speak against your mother, you are like Mayweather. As they are slapping, you give roll the shoulder. Because you know the slap is coming, you just do this. Child of God, we must know. That means that now when I pray, I'm praying based on spiritual intelligence. What is that intelligence? This is the intelligence that made Jesus, who was God, pray every day. He knew that every day, the things he saw, the things he heard, the unbelief that was communicated from his disciples and the society, he needed a washing in the holy moments of God. Otherwise, his own flesh will contradict. Can I tell you something? Jesus knew how to subdue the flesh. That's when they asked him, turn the stone to bread. Bible says he had hungered. It means hunger was burning in his stomach. There was hunger. That's why Satan said, if you are the Son of God, because you can't be tempted until your desire is drawn. That means he desired to eat bread. But you know the shocking thing? When he overcame the temptation, the bread he would have turned the stone to, angels brought it. That means that every temptation you fail, you have substituted it for God's alternative. But if Jesus had eaten that bread, Bible said after the temptation, the angels came to minister to him. It means he would have missed the ministration of angels. Be careful. The devil is not a careless spirit. Every girl you slept with, every insult you insulted, every dishonor you released, she's reaping something for a day. It is called the principle of tares. He will wait for you to plant your good seed. And once you are believing God to finish your first class, be the best doctor, best pharmacist, best this, he will make you meet some people in your relationship, meet some people in your attitude, and he will plant tares. And fold his hand and relax.
Because you want to reap the harvest of your study after 10 years. But in the reaping after 10 years, you'll be reaping personality disorders. Because you hang out with too many guys that damage your person. That is what we call the test. So you are a very anointed, powerful doctor. But there's something about you that does not make you go far. Because Satan also added tares in the days of your planting. You think Satan wastes resources? Do you think every pint of beer you drank was for fun? You have no idea. Do you think every puff of a cigarette and weed was for a joke? You have no idea. You think every drink cup you went to that you were dancing was for fun? It is always sectioned. Because spirits do not joke with even idle words. In the spirit, there's nothing like forgive and forget. That's why in the spirit, God couldn't forgive and forget. He had to pay with blood before it was accepted. Even God couldn't forgive and forget for us. He had to bleed before it's accepted. Because in the spirit realm, there's nothing like, oh, man, there's payment. You will pay. That's how you live your life with intelligence. Time is for sowing. Eternity is for reaping. Every harsh word I plant is waiting for a day of reaping. But I have to be smart by the Holy Ghost. How do I do that? Ascend. And that's why Jesus said, he that is from above is above all. Even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. So the moment I sit at ascent, you know what happens? Apparently, one of the ways to defeat the serpent is by the eagle. Okay. The eagle is a solution to the serpent. The moment the eagle descends, he picks the serpent by the head. He doesn't fight the serpent on the ground, I told you, where you are quickened, but he rather ascends. So the eagle carries the snake into the sky. As he goes further and further high, the snake loses consciousness. No wonder he has made us to sit together with him in heavenly places, far above. It means where we are, the prophet Isaiah said, no ravenous beast can come there. No vulture, no prey. No fowl, Job 28, the verse 7 to 9, has seen that location where the fowls fly. He said there's a place in God, the fowls cannot tell the place. Look what he says, there's a path, no fowl knoweth. And the fowl, according to Matthew 13, is evil spirits. And the vulture's eyes, these are demons, has seen. Verse 8, the lion's whelp, these are the fallen angels, have trodden there. And we know the fierce lion is the angry lion seeking whom he may devour. The devil has not passed there. There's a location in God. It's called the secret place. And when you are there, Satan can locate you. You get lost in the pavilion of God. It's the location called ascension. When you ascend to the heavens, you sit in this realm. Here, possibilities. Here, you can reverse time. Here, moments that were lost are taken out of the way. Here, you don't see women as sex objects. You see them according to what God wrote about their life. So when a girl is passing, you can see her face. You can see what she is in the spirit. You can measure. People who God brings for us to help, we don't take advantage of because we are seated in heavenly places. So we have God's perspective in every matter. Here, you understand you are never alone. So whilst you thought you were in a room with a girl alone, all the angels and the observing spirits were watching you. That's why there's always payment. Because not at any time were you ever alone. You thought you were watching porn or masturbating. A spirit came called succubus. He appeared and gave you an image of a person that aroused desire. You thought it was your mind. But if you read scripture well, God saw the imaginations and thoughts of their hearts that it was continually wicked. The Hebrew word for imagination is the word yatzah, which means to form. So anytime you are imagining, you are forming. If it is spiritual, why is it that when you ejaculated, it didn't remain in the spirit? It appeared on your bed. Something physical has occurred. Don't joke with these things. It delays people's timings. It delays people from their blessings. Because every time, and I'm telling you, and if you notice, spiritual intelligence will tell you, if you study, and I've dealt with many cases like this. So when I did the math, I realized, the Lord said to me one thing. The spirits of masturbation and sexuality, they operate with cycles. So there's a season in the month, you can't control your appetite. Like, you are so aroused. You're like, what is happening? Check it. It will be 2nd April, 2nd March. It's like the same 1 or 2 days before. It's like a cycle. The day you arrest that cycle and break it. 6 months pass, it will come again. Because spirits also try to test. Is the place clean? Read the Bible. Matthew 12, 42 and 43 and 44.
Today, I want some people to listen, because some of you, God wants to use you, but spirits are inhabiting your operation. 43, go there. 43, when a spirit leaves a body, he walks in dry places, seeking rest and findeth not. 44, then he said, I'll return to my house. This is the body I've been cast out of. And come and find it empty. It means when they are leaving, they don't leave empty. Number two, I find it swept. He said the spirit comes to find it empty, swept, and garnished. That means that's not how the spirit left it. That also means that when the spirit was leaving, the place was scattered, disoriented, and full of deposits. Yet the spirit was not there. So some people, the spirits have left their life, but they are not empty. The deposit of the demon is still there. So you pray for them, they manifest. I thought they left last week. Yes, they left, but it is their deposit that is still working. So some of you, the spirit of masturbation left you, but it is the deposit of masturbation that keeps to come and test. Have you replaced it with an appetite for God? That's why I told you, anytime freedom has no purpose, captivity is inevitable. Why am I free from masturbation? So that I can free and serve God. But when I got free from masturbating, I started watching movies again. I started going to YouTube, telenovela. I'm just being directed back to the very thing I've been delivered from. Why didn't I turn the time I spent on pornographic website, on betting website? Why didn't I turn it to messages? But I'm now spending time watching general things. And in my mind, oh, bet this no be sin. First, I did bet. Right now, I know the bet. I did rather watch the football. I did watch the boxing. I know the bet. But you've forgotten the purpose for your liberty. Very soon, you will bet again. So the moment I'm free, what is the freedom for time? The moment God takes a relationship out of my life, I can serve God now. Why am I not coming to church often? I'm just in my room resting. I will soon enter a trap again. Hear what I just said. Your cycle of entrapment is a matter of wisdom. It's not because Satan is powerful. Open your eyes and see it. And how do you see it? Understand it this way. Anytime God makes you free, you have to replace that item with the things of God. Addiction is not a sin. It is what you are addicted to that makes it a sin. God created addiction to be, go and read it, James 4. The spirit lusted unto every. That word is, the spirit is addicted, craving with intense desire for us. And God wants the reciprocation. Imagine you wake up every morning. And I'm walking in lectures. I enter the lecture hall. I'm so blind. The same way, sir. Somebody's in lecture. I was ministering 10 years ago in a church in UPSA. And a young man came to say, Prophet, I need help. I said, what is it? He said, I've masturbated to a point when I'm even walking to lectures and I see a girl's back, I will ejaculate. I need deliverance. And I said, what do you mean? He said, I'll be in the lecture hall. Something will come on me and I want to use the washroom and I'll go and masturbate. When he was talking, the Holy Ghost said, this is not just deliverance. When he's delivered, he doesn't fill the emptiness with something. He will go back to it. So what is the feeling? The same way you used to go out to go and masturbate. When you get delivered this time around, don't just sit in the class and say, oh, thank God I'm free. Start practicing things to fill that empty space. Go out and say, Lord Jesus, I love you. I give you the glory that you have delivered me. Now I can say this rather than coming to the washroom. Thank you, Jesus. Then you go and sit back in the class. You know what has happened? I've replaced what I was addicted to with my love for God. Some of you, you used to bet. You used to be a salesperson for useless products. Now that you are born again, you have not gone for evangelism once. Don't you think you are setting yourself for another trap? Very soon you will quit church. Because when God delivered you, you're like, hey, when I was in the world, I used to club. Then I can never say I'm tired for church. That statement will never make you tired for any service again. You see this meeting we're having? If it was a special, the one they use bedroom dress to go and do, Askunazazo or whatever it is, you put, they do some things on Epinagago or whatever. Epinogogo, whatever. You see people in bedroom dress going and they don't say it's late. Sometimes you even get there and the light is off and people patiently wait. It is God's house. When the light is off, why the light no will come on? That means they go house. You've not replaced your passion. So you are surely going back. It's an intelligence. What am I trying to say? Whatever God will do, he has done. But this is the part he asks you. Be intelligent. To know the steps to take to fulfill all his purpose and counsel for your life. Because I know I'll be a kingmaker one day.
Because one day I know I'll stand in a place where I have to install presidents. I know in that day, my life will come under investigation. So I don't need to have a past. If you want to be a president of Ghana one day, they will investigate your campus life. There's a way you live. Because you know where you're going. No wonder 1 John 3 says, everyone that has this hope purifies himself. Because there's coming a day we'll stand before our reckoning. And I don't want to be found wanting. When they ask me, what did you use the anointing for? There's a hope of another city. So I live with temperance here. If anything is not eternal, then it's eternally useless. Think about your life. The books were open, but you wrote books for hell. You mix weed, all kinds of things, and all is in the books of hell. What have you done for God? What is written in the books of God? And the annoying part is you come to church and you are saying in your heart, you are keeping too long. What's he talking about? So your chapters in the spirit are few. But today I provoke you to another place. Ascend. Ascend. Be seated in heavenly places. In that realm, lust cannot meet you there. Because when lust comes to that realm, Jesus will meet it. Get down. You don't stay here. In that realm, hatred cannot dwell there. So the moment you're about to be hateful towards a brother, Jesus will say, this place, hate does not dwell here. It is called heavenly places. The heavenly places are the heavy places of his glory. Think about it. Your life should be so much powerful. You dream and you see yourself dead. You know you can dream and see the exam papers. But something has taken over the influence of the power. It's time to ascend. Sit in the heavenlies. It is in this realm perspective is given for battle. He that seated in the heavenly places shall laugh. It is in that realm you laugh. Because you can see their end is coming. It is in this realm, no matter what your family is going through, you are not scared. Because you can see the end from the beginning. You are with the Ancient of Days. Spiritual intelligence. When I pray, I'm gathering energy. When I fast, I'm isolating myself for whatever is taking my attention. When I give, I'm honoring life to create bridges in the spirit. So that whatever virtue is on one will flow towards me. Intelligence. Nothing in the spirit must be done by mistake. An intentional revelatory access. Intentional revelatory access. When I say yes, please. When I say I honor you, my brother, there's a revelation behind it. Jesus said, for their sakes, I sanctify myself. Because of the assignment God has given me, no matter how many times I'm tempted, I must hold myself for their sakes. For my children's sake, I must sanctify myself. I must walk in a certain place. Some of you carry mantles. You carry dangerous oils. You should have raised your mother from the dead. You should have raised your cousin from the dead. You should have raised your sister from the dead. But the devil tricked you. In the day you should have mounted up in power, you were frustrated in your weakness. You are like, David, Lord, I deserve this. Imagine David didn't sleep with Bathsheba. No wonder Bathsheba announced to Solomon, give not your strength to a woman. Your father gave me his strength and lost his kingdom. God can love you, but you can sacrifice all the blessings by your conduct. Sanctify therefore your members which are on the earth, your body, your soul, and your spirit. It's time to ascend. Enough of the lowly games. Enough of ground games. Ascend. Some of you are pillar of fire. When you enter your hostel, a revival must catch. You must enter a funeral and dead bodies will begin to react. Witches cannot find you anymore.
The autism in your mother's house. Your nephew that has a brain problem. The fire of God can reverse it. But ascend into the portals of heaven. Stand in the pavilions of Zion. Perspective, perspective, perspective. We think from heaven. We see from heaven. We talk from heaven. We make decrees from Zion. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Tell the Lord, anything that has held me to the ground, my past, certain habits, certain desires, Lord, today, let me ascend. Let me mount up with wings as eagle.
God bless you for listening. We pray that the word of God will be rooted and grounded in your heart as you give attention to the word. Kindly follow Pastor T and Love Economy Church on all social networks for more of God's word. Don't forget to subscribe to the Pastor T podcast. Simply search for Pastor T on any podcast app, plug in, and enjoy God's word. Visit our website at loveeconomychurch.org for more information. God bless.